So we don't always do this, but
when we do,
it's because there's a reason. And today, I got some celebrity news for you. I got some crazy celebrity news for you coming up here in a second that I haven't talked to you guys about yet off the air, so I don't know if you've heard about it or not. But man, it's not just celebrity news. It's one of those stories that kind of puts everything into perspective where you're just like, I guess you never know. There's no such thing as security in this world. You never know what the future holds. But did you guys hear the good news? The Golden Globes. I heard that they're having a hard time finding someone to host the Oscars. They've been asking people and saying no. I don't know if they found one. But the Golden Globes has turned into, I feel like the Golden Globes in the last 15, 20 years has turned into like the cool Oscars, like Ricky Gervais and everything, hosting. Just as far as the hosting and it being funny and it being all those, you know, making highlight reels. The Oscars just kept having these sort of fails. It felt like year after year they were criticized when they had the partnership and the two hosts. They were, even when Kimmel gets through it safely, it's not like people said, "Did you watch this funny part?" Chris Rock gets slapped. That's what the part that makes the news. That's the story. Is Chris Rock
Ricky Gervais hosting the Golden Globes?
And even if they didn't tune in, they certainly watched the highlight reels later. Well, they've announced who's going to host this year, and I think she totally deserves it, because if you look at comedians who've had a good year, I'd say she's had a very good year.
Whitney Cummings. Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not
That's
real
what I was
money.
Thinking
like,
it was.
I know. Nikki Glaser. Yeah, I know you were thinking of her. You were thinking of her. She's funny.
Oh, she's really
and she
funny.
Put out that new special that was really, really funny. So, good for her. Is she a Missouri girl? Or am I mixing her up with the other
one? No, she's a local.
Is she St. Louis or something like that?
I think she's from here.
Oh, did she might have gone to KU. She might be from St. Louis and went to KU. Is that her?
She went to KU.
Okay. And then she's from St. Louis. Is that
Jayhawk.
It? Look at that. Representing both sides of the border.
She was born in Cincinnati. Let's see. Most of her childhood in St. Louis.
Okay. There you go. So she's representing
she went
both
to Kirkwood.
Sides of the border.
Yeah.
What? She went to what?
Kirkwood. She lived in Kirkwood.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So, yeah.
What the hell's Kirkwood?
It's right outside St. Louis. It's like the Overland Park of St. Louis.
You should get her on the show, you know, as a local. We've had a lot of local people doing well lately. Got that chick on SNL from Kansas City.
Heidi Gardner?
Sure. Obviously, you've got, Sudeikis having the biggest sitcom in the world. Paul Rudd, sexiest man alive and one of the biggest movie stars in the world. Why aren't we getting these people on the show? I mean, I did.
They're always asking.
I interviewed Rob Riggle.
You thought it was Rob Corddry.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why I'd like a do-over. I interviewed three people in a row that day. It was like, here, you're going to talk to Keenan, and then you're going to talk to Dave Attell, and then you're going to... So I'm going through, and then when I got to Rob Riggle, I was just thinking of Rob Corddry, so I don't know what I said, but probably like Hot Tub Time Machine was funny. He's like, you got the wrong... She is so hot.
So hot.
I mean, the fact... I'm just being honest here. I don't think it's all that often that you see really beautiful people be really funny.
No, I agree.
Because a lot of times humor is something you come up with to survive because you're not attractive.
Yeah, like, how did she pull that?
Maybe she's ugly duckling, you know? Maybe she wasn't popular in elementary school, high school, but I find that hard to believe.
She's gorgeous and funny.
She is gorgeous, yeah. She's
You hit the jackpot, lady.
Yeah. Well, her boyfriend hit the jackpot, right? I mean, I guess she did in life.
Yeah, she did
She did in life, absolutely. But I got to tell you this really crazy celebrity news next.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
So... this is my real celebrity news for you for the day. Now, I know that you followed this a little bit because we talked about when the original story broke, it was quite the scandal. Armie Hammer, right?
Oh, yeah, he wanted to eat his girlfriend.
Yeah, all those text messages and oh, my goodness. And then...
which I still don't understand what he did wrong, but...
well, at the time, it was very unclear, like, what did he do beyond these text messages? Because if you read the text messages, it was like... was he actually hurting people?
Right? Because this fantasy. Because a fantasy isn't illegal.
No,
John Ashcroft tried to make it illegal, but it wasn't.
That's right. He did. People who don't remember that.
John Ashcroft was like, if a girl dresses
like she's young
in a schoolgirl outfit,
and
then that's just as good as you having sex with an underage person. Like what?
He wanted girls in porn to not be dressed inappropriately for their age. So if you put a girl in pigtails, whatever, even if she was an adult,
right? Or
you couldn't
a Catholic schoolgirl outfit. So,
yep.
No.
And
okay. Well, that's that. I can't live in a world where that happens.
No, but that did not end up That didn't go anywhere, right? I don't think he ended up getting that to go anywhere.
Snow cone put on pigtails all the time. We never get in trouble. A big, strong, good-looking girl in pigtails, huh?
Thanks, Daddy.
Who's my big, strong basketball-playing girl?
Me!
Yeah.
Me! So, Armie Hammer, you watched the Armie Hammer documentary, right? We talked about it afterwards. They did that thing. I think it was on Discovery, so it was on Max. And... you know, the accusations were, I don't want to offend people if they say, like, no, it was terrible. I mean, obviously there were some upset women, but there wasn't anything that I saw, at least, that said this is where he broke the law. Certainly not convicted of breaking any laws. You also learned in that documentary, at least I did, about his family, and that his grandfather, was it his great-grandfather, was this, like, oil tycoon or energy tycoon who was worth tons. The family had all this money when he was a little kid.
Like old money.
Old money. And he grew up in this mansion. And then all the money got left to his dad. And there were lawsuits about who should get the money because there were other family members that wanted it. But according to things I've been reading today, his dad maybe had a lot of bad investments and spent a lot of money. Because he was only left, I say only, depending on who you ask, his dad might have been left about $150 million. His grandfather was worth, in the 80s, somewhere around $500 million at one point. And he might have been worth more at some other point. I don't know. But I know he was worth more because he was worth like $300 million in the early 80s, which would be like $500 million today.
Right.
But his dad got maybe $100 million. I saw one estimate as low as $40 million. Either way, he invested a lot of money. It didn't go well. And according to the internet, he didn't leave Armie Hammer a ton of money. So it's not like he got nothing, but he got maybe millions, like a few million, something like that. Could have even been a million and a half. Either way, Armie Hammer launches a successful career as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He buys this really nice house, this you know, I would call it a mansion. It was like a $4.5 million house. He ends up having to sell that. The scandal ends up costing him lots of money because suddenly, he's not in movies anymore, right? People don't want to. It's the same thing with Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey went to court multiple times. They found him not guilty so far in all those cases that I know of.
And
yet, it's not like they brought him back and said, okay, not guilty. Here, we'll bring him back. It's like they're asking Louis C.K. to host the Golden Globes yet.
No,
you know
they
what I mean?
Should.
But anyway, Armie Hammer having a tough time. The richer you get, as we've said before, the more money you spend. So I get that part. You got that $4.5 million house? I'm sure the mortgage is pretty expensive.
Yep.
When you've got money
lifestyle
coming in from
creep, they call it.
Lifestyle creep. When you've got big movies and you're getting big paychecks, that's okay. Maybe you're even looking at bigger houses. But when those dry up, hell, Kevin Spacey, back to him. He had that condo and he said that as soon as House of Cards stopped filming, he could no longer make his $25,000 month mortgage, something like that. It was something crazy. Couldn't make the mortgage payment. The condo was repossessed. It was sold at auction. Last I heard, he was squatting there. So it happens. Well, now Armie Hammer posts a video on social media, and you can see it anywhere. If you just go on YouTube and type in Armie Hammer truck, you will see this. But my, how the mighty have fallen. It's literally a video of him at CarMax saying goodbye to his truck. Why? He just can't afford the gas for it anymore.
I took it for one last road trip to CarMax. This is not an ad for CarMax. This is because I'm selling my truck. Since being back in L.A., I have put about $400 or $500 worth of gas in it. And I can't afford it. I can't afford the gas anymore. I mean, this truck, like, kids home from the hospital, all that stuff. Amazing trips. But you know what? That's okay. I got a new car. It's tiny. It's a hybrid. I'm probably going to put about $10 of gas in it a month. And this is it. So I have to clean all of this stuff out. All kinds of shit. But that's okay. Here's to new beginnings.
Here's to new beginnings. Yeah. Not saying, like, I can't make the payment.
Well, he never got in trouble.
He was saying that he can't afford the gas. Well, Armie Hammer?
Mm-hmm.
No, his trouble was that I think he stopped getting work.
I know, right? But, like, there was no jail or anything for him.
No, not that I know of. I mean, that documentary certainly didn't mention any of it. Now, I did see something about there were things in the past. So he's the great-grandson of the oil tycoon or whatever he was. And there's been family drama throughout, it looks like, just about each generation. There was Julian Hammer, which I think they talked about him in the documentary. he gotten into some trouble and was notoriously wild. And he was even arrested for murdering a man over gambling debts. I think they get into that in the one that we watched. So there's been lots of drama, and the money has seemed to just kind of decrease with each generation. But still, when you watch that documentary and you're talking about old money at this level,
yeah,
this energy tycoon, and you see the mansion that this kid grew up in, this kid now being this adult, Armie Hammer, and you see just the movies that he was already in, those checks that you get, and now you see him outside of CarMax with what appeared to be a Chevy Silverado.
Bill Maher's Club Random?
I think I saw that in 2024 an interview. Yeah, I didn't listen to that or watch it, but maybe I should. But this was not like his Escalade, which even then, you'd still be like, wow, I can't believe he can't afford an Escalade. But it looked like it was a Silverado pickup truck. Now, it might have been like the Denali trim level, but it looked like it was a Silverado pickup truck from the video that was a few years old. And he's just saying, literally, he can't afford the gas anymore. And there he is outside of a CarMax, selling his car to a CarMax because he's buying some sort of hybrid that he said, a tiny hybrid that will get good gas mileage. So just let that be a lesson. Things can change.
Quick.
Things can change quick. Just within the course of a few years, this guy went from, it's double. It's he's a movie star, and he's from this extremely wealthy family. And both of those things now, if this is all true, unless this is just some sort of sob story, both of those things have dried up.
I know he was in The Social Network.
Yeah, that was his first big one because he played the
twins. But other than that, like, I don't really know who Armie Hammer is.
Call Me By Your Name. And
except for the allegations. Like, I don't know.
He was in Call Me
By Your Name. I'm with you. I confuse him and, like, Chris Pine a lot for some reason.
I think Call Me By Your Name was a big artsy movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he might have even been nominated for something. But he did, I believe, have roles that were upcoming. He had a movie that I think... Didn't
he
have
the Winklevoss twins in Social Network.
Didn't he have a movie that had been filmed?
The Winklevoss twins in Social Network.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was in The Lone Ranger. That's right. He was in The Lone Ranger. I forgot about The Lone Ranger. But and that was a big budget movie. It just didn't do very well. But I think he had filmed some stuff that they decided, kind of like with Kevin Spacey, like, okay. And he was signed up to do some pretty big projects. I believe one of those things was a superhero project of some sort, and they pulled it because of this, of these allegations. And I don't even think, Lazo, do you remember the documentary well enough? I don't know that he's denying that he said these things, or that these things were fantasies.
I think they were just fantasy.
I think, right. But he's not denying that he said these things.
No.
It's like, just saying that's where,
like, cannibalism, that's sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
But again, like, that's not illegal.
And then you basically had a girl who said she dated him that was, she didn't like the way he treated her, but not in the way that, like, he tried to eat her leg.
No.
Unless I'm forgetting something.
Kind of liked it, maybe? Like, they had that, or she went along with it, at least, anyway?
There was the girl that I thought was mad at him because maybe he was cheating on her and playing two women at once. I don't remember. It felt like something like that. And you're like, okay, but what about barbecuing people? You know, that's what we were reading about. Those are the original headlines. Did any of that happen? And from what I can tell, it didn't. What did happen is Victoria dried up.
One woman who claimed she had been in a relationship with Hammer told the New York Post, Page Six, that he had subjected her to emotional abuse and expressed a desire to cook and eat one of her ribs.
Yeah, I think that's the woman that was in the documentary. Did one of them say that maybe he was into bondage and tied her up? I don't remember.
Another woman who stated that she had been involved with Hammer told Page Six that he had branded her, purposely left her covered in bruises, and also talked about consuming her.
That's the woman. That he branded her. That's the one, right? I think she's in that documentary. I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't sound like a weird guy whose fetish was an interesting one to me. It's not a common one that you hear all the time. I don't know that I'd really ever heard of it, honestly. But I just didn't. They didn't say that he broke any laws. Certainly wasn't convicted of breaking any laws. But it totally ruined his career. They also said that he was a spoiled brat as a kid, which I don't know if any of this is true, and that he was miserable to be around and people didn't like him. And maybe that's true. You know, he was the youngest. He was from this big, rich family. I could totally see that. So I'm not saying
this
I feel sorry.
In March 2021, the woman who initially came forward with abuse allegations on Instagram identified herself and accused Hammer of raping her in 2017. The Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, had started a criminal investigation of Hammer. That investigation did not lead to any indictments. Hammer's legal team has denied the allegations. Attorney Gloria Elred stopped representing the woman who had accused Hammer of sexual assault.
I remember that.
A source told U.S. Weekly that Elred dropped the woman when she wouldn't sign a declaration under perjury of her accusations. The LAPD concluded its investigation in 2021, and so nothing happened.
Yeah.
So really...
Yep. And you know, he was supposed to start...
The lawyer says there was never a case. A lot of people think there was a case, but there was never a lawsuit, never a criminal proceeding. The media are obsessed with the matter. It never turned into litigation or into criminal charges against anyone.
Okay, so Shotgun Wedding was the thing that he dropped out of that I remember hearing about at the time. But it says here that you know what else he dropped out of? He was supposed to star in The Offer. Remember the good the Godfather series that we all liked on Paramount? Right. Yeah. He was supposed to star in that, I guess.
Really?
That's what this says.
He's going to play Ruddy?
I'm assuming they said the leading role.
The Miles Teller guy?
That would be the only other. That's the only leading role is Miles Teller, right?
Yeah.
It said he dropped out of that. He dropped out of Shotgun Wedding and The Offer. And stepped away from a series on Stars, Gaslit. He was supposed to be in Gaslit. So, yeah, that's it. So now he's got to sell his truck because he can't afford the gas. And he's buying a Prius or some sort of hybrid. Boy, oh boy. Those allegations, man, they can get you.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
Hot shot, big
yeah! Boy, oh boy.
Mr. Man.
Yeah. You don't leave bad reviews for people, do you?
No.
No, you're not a review guy. There's never been once you've been so worked up that you decided to give someone a bad review on something?
No.
Where you just felt like, okay, that was so insane, and I'm still angry about it. I'm home now. I'm gonna...
Like on Yelp or something?
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you, I hate Yelp.
Yeah, I
hate Yelp because I'll be like, you know, restaurants near me when I'm looking for something. It's like, it's always a Yelp
sign. I know, and it says
like
sign in.
I'm like,
when you use Apple Maps.
I hate it.
Yeah, I know. It's really frustrating.
Right, I give a Yelp a 0-star review.
I give Apple Maps a negative for using it because it's like, hey, you know what? Can we have some, like, I don't know, crowdsourced photos here? Why do I have to sign into Yelp? I don't want a Yelp account. It's like the... What's the cheap website now? Temu or whatever?
Yeah.
And they advertise constantly. I finally told Instagram, like, stop, because I'm not downloading the app. Hmm. If you know, have you bought anything from them?
Some pants.
But I don't want to have to download
an something
app.
When we were here.
From
we
Temu?
We talked about Temu.
Okay.
And I bought something.
Okay.
I don't remember what now, but yeah.
I've just got PTSD from Wish. I ordered that computer from Wish and never got it.
I wouldn't go computer, but, you know, maybe bracelet.
Well, it was $80. It was an $80 computer, but I still never got it.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that to come.
Why not?
But I think, like, you know, stainless steel bracelets you might be able to get. You know.
Yeah, I just don't want to download the app.
Maybe
you can relate
socks
to that.
I bought a $200 car. It never showed up.
Right, yeah, imagine that.
It wasn't a good computer. It didn't pretend to be. Look,
yeah, it was still $80. From Temu. I don't think you're
well,
getting
it. Well, they gave me $100 off or something, and then it was in another flash sale. Anyway, look, they shouldn't have been saying that they were selling it. I never got it, so I stopped. Everyone was big on Wish for a second, and then everyone realized the thing that they were getting somehow it tricked them. They thought they were getting AirPods, but they get one giant inflatable AirPod, and they're like, oh, this isn't what I thought I was getting. So I don't like the app thing. But as far as leaving bad reviews... My brother's a review guy.
Mm.
He's such a review guy, they give him free stuff. And I was like, man, I get my oldest brother. He wrote so many reviews, I think that was the whole goal.
Amazon
like a game.
Reviews?
I think Google.
Mm.
I think if you write enough reviews, but maybe it's Amazon, because they send them, they're like, hey, they basically give them like gift cards, and then say, here's a list of things that you can purchase from, you know? So do you want any of these things, and you can use these gift cards to get them? I mean, like, hell yeah. If I'd known that, no, I guess I still wouldn't have sat down and wrote all those reviews. I think you wrote a lot. But there's a reason I don't leave bad reviews, because it scares me. It really does scare me, and I think this story that I'm going to tell you will validate my fears about why you should just leave well enough alone. You don't have to leave a great review for someone if you don't like them, but then it's like if you don't have anything nice to say...
Don't say anything at all.
That's it. Just leave it at that.
But I do like the reviews that other people leave.
I understand.
Sometimes, like, when I'm on Amazon, they're like, this crap doesn't work.
It's,
I'm like, oh, okay,
useful.
Thank God.
It's useful.
I'm not going to do it, but I am glad.
I'm with you there. But I don't want to take the risk. I'm not going to put myself out there on the front lines. Even though someone else has done it, hey, God bless you. Appreciate it.
Well,
what
are you scared of?
I'll explain coming up.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Why are you scared of leaving a review on Yelp?
It's not just that. It's not just Yelp. Remember when I had the sex toy stolen off of my porch? And I knew who stole it. I didn't have cameras.
Wait, you knew who stole it?
Yeah, I knew who stole it.
It was the delivery guy.
It was a grocery delivery guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
he was in for a surprise.
Well, he knows why he stole it, because that guy came back later and with it.
Uh-huh. That's not what kind of
He's like, you left this for me? Hot shot? And he's like, no, I just wanted my Doritos and 7-Up and Starry. And the guy's like, yeah. Then why'd you put in the comments?
I didn't.
And open up that bag and come on in.
Judging by this...
Like, I would never write that. My computer must have been hacked.
$80 computer.
I got on Wish.
That never showed up. Judging by the looks of this guy...
You wish you could see my butthole.
Why'd I turn into Snow Cone? What's going on then? Now I get the Snow Cone impression treatment? The guy that picked up the sex toy, I just... Judging by the way he looked, he opened that thing and probably threw it out the car window like, ooh, I can't do anything with this. I don't want this. I mean, maybe,
but that's a good find.
He was an older guy. And it's like, man, you didn't need that. You know, he's hoping that it's something valuable, which it is valuable to me, you know?
It could be to him.
It was something that we've been wanting to get for a long time.
And yeah, you and the delivery guy together?
Me and my girlfriend. It's something that we had been wanting to get. Fiance. That we had been wanting to get.
What was it?
It was a sex toy.
What kind of sex toy?
It's the one that you control with your phone.
I had those before.
You have?
Mm-hmm. He's got one in now.
You've controlled it at work?
Giggle. I just made it hit.
That's why you get distracted in there?
Here. It's been
you're like, oh, I'm talking to my son.
It's in his right now. I got it in him.
No, it wasn't here. It was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. I've got it for him right now.
While you were working your other job, you would control it, and the person was like, woo. Mm-hmm. Was it Little Debbie? Who was it? Who was on the receiving end?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on. Is it someone I know?
No, it was a while ago.
But it's someone I know.
No.
Well, anyhow. I mean, I told you who mine is, you know? The fair is fair. You get to know who the toy is for on my end.
I never made you say it.
Anyhow, the guy took it. Now, I know who took it. I also know the company that he was
working
for.
Log in as you. And then use it on your fiance when you two are eating dinner.
Yeah, wouldn't I mean?
Could you imagine? He's like, "Wait, I'm not using this," and they're like, "God damn it, Laszlo!"
I know dinner's good. I know it's that good. She's freaking out about it.
I mean, it probably adds some excitement to it, right?
Yeah,
it's like the technologically advanced version of why don't you watch? Why don't you come in here and watch? You're like adding a third person, but not really, you know. So anyway, I know the company that this guy was, whatever they call it, not an employee for. But gig economy for. So I could have asked that company, hey, your delivery guy stole something off my porch. But I didn't really want to tell them, hey, he stole it off my porch.
Why not?
Because it's a little bit embarrassing,
That you talk about it here.
And, but that's different. I talk about it here, it's like, I'm in my comfort zone. To talk one-on-one to someone on the phone...
Why would you have to tell him?
I'm pretending to be an adult. Well, I wouldn't. But then if they ask, like, what was the item, sir, we'll check his vehicle. And I go, okay, well, it's a Bluetooth remote-controlled sex toy. And one end goes here and the other end goes there. And you don't need special panties for it. You know, you'll know it when you see it. I don't want to have to tell some woman or man that over the phone. But also... I did not want to leave this guy a bad review, because you got to review your driver or your delivery guy. I didn't want to leave him a bad review because this guy's delivering my groceries and he knows where I live. So if I complain, if I give him a bad review and then complain, let alone say exactly what happened, this guy could get so angry he could come back to my house. Doesn't that concern you? Do you see that? That makes logical sense. He's been to my doorstep. So is that something that you think is reasonable to say, hey, I'm not going to make waves here because this person knows
where
I live?
That's not why I'm worried about it, but yeah, I get it.
But just leave it alone. Yeah. He knows where I live. I don't need him coming back here. And I don't know how often this happens, but every time I bring it up...
Horny with a sex toy.
Yeah, maybe he would have been in a better mood, but I don't know how often this happens, but whenever I bring it up to people, they say, what, they're not going to do anything to you. They don't do anything. You don't know. And now I have some proof, because in Chicago, this kid takes a ride in an Uber. He didn't think the Uber was a very good Uber, and he didn't like the driver. So at the end of the ride, you rate your driver. he gave the driver a one-star review. Mm-hmm. Well, Uber driver, not happy about this. He knows where this kid lives, right? He came to pick him up. So he comes back to the house and throws a brick through the window. Mm. Now, mom's like, why is there a brick through the window? And they're trying to figure out who it was that threw the brick through the window. And then they figure out it was the Uber driver. Why is the Uber driver doing it? Because he lets him a one-star review. Why'd you leave him a one-star review? That's not what she said. She said he should be allowed to leave him a one-star review. My mom would have said, why'd you leave him a one-star review? Right? Just leave him alone. Don't give him a bad review. I'm sure you've been plenty annoying and drunk in the back of Ubers plenty of times.
That's fair.
You don't need them leaving you a one-star every single time, which we've looked up our own reviews on.
I haven't used Uber in so long.
I have a little bit. Not much, though. Not like I used to. But when we looked it up that time, it's like, you know, because it's not a perfect five. Someone gave us less than perfect reviews, and it was either because they didn't like us or they didn't like our tip.
I was just trying to make it to the mall. I was trying to get there within a certain time frame, and he had decided to take the longer way to the mall.
At the end of the day, somebody should have a right to a review. You know, it's opinion-based. Like, if you have a one-star, you have a one-star.
Yeah, okay. So she says go ahead and leave a bad review. I'm saying you play with the bull.
You get the horns,
right?
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. That's why I'm scared of leaving bad reviews. That, and also, I don't need to be the person that ruins Christmas for their kid or whatever, that they lose their job over it. It's that big of a deal. I don't really want the stealer.
I would never leave like a one star.
Me neither.
I just 5 stars every time, whatever.
Right.
I don't care. Even if it's bad, I don't care.
Sometimes I leave the 5-star because it was so bad that I want them to know. It's like leaving more money. You ever do that at the restaurant?
Sure, of course.
You get bad service. You're like, I'm going to leave you the same amount of money.
Like, look, the 5-star doesn't work. But you're like, look, I tipped you 30% on crappy service. Imagine what I would have done.
Exactly. You treated me like I was some schmuck, and you didn't give me the time of day. Meanwhile, you were over there with Army Hammer, giving him all kinds of service.
Big mistake.
He can't even put gas in his car, okay? Yeah, so you should have been over here giving me service. Just don't leave the 1-star. Also, Uber drivers probably shouldn't be coming back to your house, but that's why I like to get picked up just slightly down the street.
Smart.
Don't you?
My life as a bitch.
Well, you don't want the Uber drivers coming straight to your house,
right?
I don't like to
be like, you know what? If something goes south, I don't want anyone to know where I live. That's not how I work.
Well, it's a complete stranger. What do you mean?
I'm just saying I don't live in a state of fear like you do.
Well, it's
I should have said bad.
It's
reasonable. It's a clear state of fear.
It's just reasonable precaution.
Well,
that's all it is.
Still live in a real state of fear.
Well, maybe about some other things, but I think this
And this too.
I think this is.
Well, why not then? Why, if you weren't afraid that something would happen and the guy would come back.
I think it's just common sense that you don't let these strangers know where you live.
Why?
Because you're now going to pay them as a temporary employee because they might get pissed off.
And then what?
I don't know. Break your window.
Exactly.
Or
so you live in a constant state of fear.
Maybe they're pedophiles and they see your kids in the front yard and they decide they're going to come back.
Well,
or maybe,
Jesus Christ, I don't.
Maybe they see your wife.
I can't just stop.
And they want to come back to the house and now they've got her number.
People from coming to my house.
Well, no, but you can. If this person's coming over to your house and they've got your address in their phone and they've got your phone number.
The mailman does. Amazon people do.
Yeah.
UPS
certain
does.
Certain people are going to have it, but let's try and limit that, right?
What I'm saying is I don't live in that constant state of fear. It's okay that you do.
Amazon guy's a little different anyway. It's not like I'm interacting with the Amazon guy.
You can still see your kids through the window.
Right. I mean, yeah, sure. I get it. Well, see your kids through the window. You don't have your blinds on the front of your house open, do you?
I don't have blinds on the front of my house.
No, you don't have blinds on the front of your house?
No, it's an open window. You can see right
out. Well, and people can just look through the windows in the front of your house?
Yeah, but it's that room they never go in.
No, it's where we play video games.
Oh, you do in that room now?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's no blinds?
Right in my office. Well, I have drapes.
But you just leave it open?
Yeah,
people can just look in there.
Open, yeah.
I pull them to the side.
When the Christmas tree's up, it's...
Yeah, Christmas
oh, my
right
God.
Do
you leave, so at nighttime, you close something, right?
No.
You leave the windows just open at nighttime.
Doors,
I do lock that.
I understand.
Since my car got stolen,
oh,
I do
now.
And I don't have... I have the Amazon lock, so it locks automatically.
Well, part of the problem is that your key was stuck in the car.
Yeah.
You dropped your key in the car and couldn't find it. So you're like, just forget it. You can't lock it with the key
it
in
was
the
easier.
Car. Yeah. But I can't believe you leave your windows open at nighttime when you turn the lights on in the house. And
it
now
always has. I knew that.
So people driving by, they just see right into your house at night.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in there unless I'm playing video games.
Okay. All right. Living on the edge. I guess, you know, if you're only in there playing video games, that doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you to know that someone could be sitting right there watching you, looking in the window?
Sometimes I play video games in just my underwear.
And you don't ever have this feeling like someone's watching you?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Maybe they have the feeling I'm watching them.
Well, maybe.
Which one of us will first? That's the question.
I've got
at you first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're looking in here, I'm looking out at you.
You look out at them during the day, they look in at you.
I stare right in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Assert dominance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo. Your worst fear. I guess it's a lot of people's worst fear. But, It's a sad story, really.
Mm.
It is. But it's also kind of crazy. It's just about, you know, what if nobody cares? What if in the end, nobody's looking for me? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
You know?
That's a lesson you should have learned in A Bronx Tale.
That's right.
That's what Sonny says. Nobody cares.
That's right.
Mickey Mantle ain't paying your rent.
But, you know, you hope your family cares.
Yeah, five fingers, only use three of them.
It's bad, I think, if you die at home and no one knows for a while. I really thought that was kind of the worst. And Laszlo's asked me in the past if he doesn't show up to work to please go check on him.
No, I haven't.
You have. You said so your kids don't find
well,
you.
Well, yeah, I mean, after a couple of days, but not the first day.
Well, okay, however many days it is. I don't remember.
I'm a little bit of a bender.
I don't remember how many days it was, but yeah, at some point, check on. So I'm going to tell you about the story that I think maybe trumps that a little bit. But real quick, I know she's going to be on the show because Snow Cone booked her weeks and weeks and weeks ago. But the Hawk Tua girl is really trying to make this fame last. And did you see she's got a new catchphrase now?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, well.
I feel like everything's going to be meh after Hawk Tua.
You know, right. It's tough.
That's all I need in a bottle.
But also, she's Hawk Tua girl, so if she has a catchphrase, I'm interested.
Yeah,
whereas
sure.
If some other rando says I got a catchphrase, you know.
This is your piece of advice for me that I've given to Chelsea.
Okay.
She'll tell me about this guy, and I mean, you just got to give it to her straight, whether she wants to hear it or not. What is good for the whole is not always good for the soul.
Mm.
You need to remember that.
That's very good advice.
Okay, yeah, so
thank you.
What is good for the whole isn't always good for the soul.
Yeah, doesn't Snow Cone's all that.
I feel like it's kind of the opposite message, too,
right,
that you were saying before.
No, it doesn't. No, that.
Oh, whatever's good for your is good for your soul?
Yeah.
I would say...
I'm about to wreck your soul in a minute. I'm about to take your soul. Like, Satan.
I think sometimes it's reversed. Just because it's good for your soul doesn't mean it's a good hole.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.